Our guests at the cafe this morning is Judy Rudolph and Amy Stark with First United Methodist Church in Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
So coming up at the church, and this is Saturday, December 7th, 10 to 3, something you call the Mary Marketplace. And Judy, tell us about this and the tradition of it.
Well, I have been privileged to serve on what at one point was the mission team. And we had a very limited budget. It was provided by the church for us to respond to mission needs, but it wasn't very much. And so 7 years ago, this is our seventh Mary Market, Angela Roberts had the idea of the Mary Marketplace for Missions and Lunch to raise more funds so that we could spend more money on missions. And we have done that. Every penny that the Mary Market raises goes to some mission. None of it is used for operating expenses at all. And we do have missions within our church, but we also have missions throughout Hunt County and even throughout the world. For instance, we supplement the Commerce Boys and Girls Club budget, Stuff the Bus, which everyone knows about, we supplement. We supplement Clothe a Child, and we also were able this year, because of the money raised, to help two families in the heat of the summer who had a very costly electrical problem, and also there was another family that had a plumbing problem. And we were able to almost do that instantaneously because we had the money in our budget. So
Gosh. That's
what we do it
that's,
for.
That's not the kind of thing you would think of as being a mission, but it certainly would be one, wouldn't it?
Oh, gosh. The electrical problem happened at that time when the temperature was just really, really hot.
Yeah.
So, and they needed this fixed.
So you would be going back and then paying for that at this point in the situation.
Well, we couldn't pay for all of it, but we could sure help get the money together so they could have it.
I see. Amy, this when we say Mary Marketplace, what are we talking about? What kind of items are on sale?
Oh, it's a great place to do some Christmas shopping. We have wonderful baked goods for sale. The Prayer Shawl Ministry has hats and shawls and scarves and mittens and gloves to purchase. There's always Christmas decorations. And this year, something special is the silent auction.
And Judy can tell us more about that. First of all, we're talking with Judy Rudolph and Amy Stark with First United Methodist Church about the Mary Marketplace event from 10 to 3 Saturday, December 7th. So there's a silent auction?
Yes, this is the first year for the silent auction, and we have gotten contributors in Greenville and here in Commerce, and we're really kind of excited about adding this to the list of what we do.
Do you know what some of the items will be?
Yes, and I've written them down here because I don't want to leave any of our generous donors out. The Texan, Splash Kingdom, and Landon Winery have made contributions. Luigi's has made a contribution. Commerce Fitness is donating an item. Mugs and Two Good Treats and Family Smiles will have baskets of goodies. 211 Boutique is doing a gift certificate. Fix and Feed is donating a gas grill. Then we have a church member who has hand-quilted a small quilt with a little ark theme to it, Spade Plumbing, O'Reilly Auto Part, and a new business in town, Roots Flowers and Design, is a contributor, and also Latson's Copying.
Wow, that's a long list. That's outstanding support.
Yes, it is.
For that event, yeah. Fantastic. And then so when Amy was discussing all those, the more traditional items, those are all handmade, those are all homemade items that people create themselves.
Lots of them are, but there are some Christmas decorations that are, store-bought and other goodies and boutiques and antiques that will be available for purchase.
Amy, a big part of this is the stew that has kind of a tradition that goes with the Merry Marketplace.
Yes. While you're shopping, you can stay for lunch. The Wesleyan Campus Ministry, along with some church members, will be making their famous stew. And stew, cornbread, a drink, and a dessert, I believe. So stick around for lunch from 11 to 1.
So very festive event.
Yes.
And get you in the holiday spirit.
Exactly.
I think. This is at First United Methodist Church at Highway 24, directly across from the university. 10 to 3. Saturday, December 7th. Well, thank you both for sharing this with us and having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Amy Stark and Judy Rudolph with First United Methodist Church. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.